Hello, welcome back to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and let's talk about age, okay? This is really funny to me because my birthday's in April, and last April, 2020, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, whether you're listening live or a year from now, last April 2020, I was in quarantine. So I didn't have my birthday celebration. I mean, my friend sent me lovely gifts and I had a happy hour, virtual happy hour, and it was really fun and I didn't mind it. I was completely fulfilled on my birthday. But what's funny is that typically we're, you know, living our life out and about and meeting people and discussing things with other people. And, you know, the topic of age comes up sometimes where people say, oh, well, how old are you? And you give them your age. I realized the other day, I have not told anybody my age all year. Since like this whole age that I've been, I've never said it. And I was at dinner the other night thinking, I have no idea how old I am. I could be 31, I could be 32, I could be 33. I know I'm not 30 because I went to Italy when I was 30 and I don't know how old I am. And I had to do the math and say, okay, I'm born in 88, which means that this year I'll be 33, which means right now, February 2021, I'm 32. Great. Glad we figured that out. And I just thought it was really funny that here at the age of 32, you know, I feel like I've learned a lot. I feel like I know myself really, really well. I feel like I can take care of myself. I feel like I'm independent. I feel like I understand some more things about the world that I definitely didn't 10 years ago at the age of 22 and even, you know, 4 years later before that at the age of 18. And it's just unbelievable to look back and kind of think of all the life lessons that we've experienced, everything that we've learned from. And here's the thing that I realized, and it made me feel so, I don't know the word, it just really floored me to think about it this way, where I thought, I look back at myself, let's say, you know, 10 years ago, 22, and I think, oh my God, you knew nothing, and you thought you knew everything. Like, why was I living out on my own? I was a child. Like, what was going on? And what's just so crazy to me is to think that I feel like I have a pretty good handle on things. I feel like I know myself. I feel like I'm proud of the business I'm building. I'm proud of the way I have really strong friendships. I'm proud of my relationship with my family. Like, everything feels like it's in such a great place. And then I just realized, like, 10 years from now, I'm going to think I knew nothing again. Like, it's just going to happen. It's so funny to me. Like, in 10 years, okay, or 15 years or something, like, at the age of 45, 50, I'm going to think, God, you thought you knew some shit at 32, didn't you, Ashley? You had a whole podcast about how you thought you knew some shit. So funny to me. Oh my God, I can't get over how funny it is. Like, if you think you have your shit figured out and you're listening to this, just think about how little you knew 10 years prior, how much you learned, how much you saw, how much your life changed. And it's just so funny to think that, like, I'm going to look back at this time when I have things quote unquote figured out and realize I didn't know anything. I don't know why it is so funny to me. It is so funny to me. And I hope that you get why I think it's funny. I hope I'm not alone here. But I just would love to hear from you what you guys think of that concept, that, like, if you're at a place where you're really proud of how much you are learning about your life, just think about how you know nothing compared to your future self. And maybe that gives you the opportunity to fail a little bit or to take risks that you didn't want to or to step a little outside of your comfort zone, because that future you is going to look back and say, oh, girl, I wish you would have known X, Y, and Z, right? You can't know what those are, so it's not like you can fix them now. You just got to learn by experience. But I just wanted to share that with you because I truly am so tickled by that thought, and I just thought it would be funny to share with you. So I hope you think on that today. I hope that that makes you laugh like it makes me laugh. Like, oh God, I love it. Anyway, that is all I have for you today. I'll see you tomorrow. And that's a wrap on the Daily Hype podcast for today. I hope that you enjoy this and I hope you come back for more. Thank you guys so much, by the way, for the reviews. That is so big for a podcast. And listen, if you're not reviewing, at least you're sharing this with your friends. You're telling me that you love this. You're putting this on Instagram. It means the world to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And we will see you next time.